From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Charlie Pierce, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Thank you, Carl. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is June Hart, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, June. How are you doing in New York?
Just fine. It's a little warm, but we'll make it.
All right, June, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
Thank you for being a friend.
The Golden Girls was canceled by NBC 15 years ago. But that doesn't mean that Miami Beach's favorite fictional retirees have gone off to that great Polydent commercial in the sky. No, Dorothy, Blanche, Sophia, and Rose are still a hot ticket. And this week, the girls made headlines in a way you'd probably not expect. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about what the Golden Girls have been doing since the show folded. Pick the real story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Are you ready to play, June?
Yes, sir.
All right. First up, it's Roxanne Roberts.
While searching for a Golden Girls DVD on eBay, artist Lenora Claire discovered and won for $110 an oil painting of Bea Arthur topless. The painting caused such a sensation among her friends that Claire came up with an erotic art show called Golden Gals Gone Wild and asked 30 artists to contribute X-rated portraits of the four actresses. Quote, "This is not mocking them at all," says Claire. "It's exploring ageism and sexuality in a fun, lighthearted, very accessible way." The show, which opens next week in Hollywood, includes watercolors, stained glass, puppets, and an illustration of Betty White as a Nazi dominatrix. Claire has asked all the artists to bring their moms to the show's opening. Quote, "Just being around all these hot older ladies has made me feel much better about the aging process."
Some very niche erotica from Roxanne Roberts. June, your next story of the Golden Girls for the 21st century comes from Adam Felber.
"You're never too old for activism," said Betty White at a press conference last week, "or rock and roll," which is why the 85-year-old Ms. White was there announcing her new one-off band, the Betty White Stripes. That's right. Teaming up with rock icons Jack White and Meg White, Betty has recorded an album to be released next week. The songs have titles like "He Wrote a Rascal" and "Off Your Duff." And all the proceeds go to SAC, the Senior Activist Coalition. The album is already selling at number 4 among Amazon pre-orders, which brings up talk of a follow-up. "I don't think so," said Jack White with a smile. "Betty's a monster on the tour bus, what with the tantrums and the drugs. If she keeps going like this, she'll never see 100.
A hot new album from the Betty White Stripes from Adam Felber. Your last story of the Golden Girls in the news comes from Charlie Pierce.
Early next year, readers will be astonished to discover the secret life of one Rue McClanahan, whose portrayal of the saucy Blanche Devereaux gave the Golden Girls its tangy sexual bite. Her book, Golden in the Game, will describe McClanahan's covert role as a fundraiser and benefactor of the Contra rebels in Nicaragua during her time as a television star. Rue got her introduction to covert operations from her father, Buck McClanahan, an old OSS and CIA hand who was stationed in Honduras when Rue was a little girl. From 1982 to 1990, Rue hosted select Hollywood dinner parties to raise money to bring arms and materiel to the Contra forces. "It was the adventure of a lifetime," Rue told OK Magazine. "If B ever found out, she would have had my hide."
Rue McClanahan as a covert agent. All right, June, you've got Naked Ladies from Roxanne. You've got Betty White rocking out from Adam Felber and The Secret Life of Rue McClanahan from Charlie Pierce. Which one is real?
You know what? The thought of Bea Arthur topless is kind of scary. But I think I'm going to go with the first one.
You're going to go with the Golden Girls erotica.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll go with that one.
All right, June. Good guess. Let's find out the correct answer by speaking to someone involved with the real story of the Golden Girls.
I've always believed that art is supposed to make you think and feel, so I figured, you know what, I might as well do an entire show based on the theme of, you know, erotic interpretations of the Golden Girls, and it sort of blew up the screen.
That was Lenora Clare, curator of the Golden Gals Gone Wild art show, talking about the erotic nature of the Golden Girls. Congratulations, June, you got it exactly right.
I've always wanted to have Carl in my home.
June, you earned a point for Roxanne. You've also won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your answering machine. Great job.
Super. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing with us.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for being.